Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. On WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no. Gotta go to Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. 66 on your AM dial. 101.9 FM. Joe and Evan.
Tool 2 on the Fan. A very good Tuesday afternoon to you. Benigno and Roberts in the afternoon. 877-337-6666 is the phone number. Here till 6 o'clock. JJ, John Jastrzemski, his Odds On Sports Show comes your way. The great Ernie Acosta back in Manhattan. We're live from the Town Fair Tire studio where nobody on top of that beats Town Fair Tire. Absolutely nobody. Bro, how are you?
I'm all right. Tonight is a good night. Because
before we even get to tonight being a good night.
Yes.
I get the post today. I played golf this morning. It wasn't the greatest day, but I went to play. So I get the post this morning, and on the back page of the post, what do I need? Do I need to see this on the back page of the post? Wilpon says goodbye to staff as de Blasio hints he could block Sale to Cohen. Why the hell does this guy, who has nothing to do with sports or the New York Mets whatsoever, have any say in who is going to own our baseball team? I when I saw that, I was livid seeing that today.
Do you trust me?
I don't trust de Blasio, bro.
No, I forget the blah. I'm not asking that. Do you trust me?
Well, you I trust, of course.
This mayor is not, I repeat, this mayor is not going to block the sale. No way, no how. Now, he can make that comment about, well, we're looking at it. We're looking at it because letter of the law, he's got a right to look at it because Citi Field is on city property. So he has a right to look at it. He can look at it all day long. There is no way, and trust me, I've been wrong plenty of times, but I don't think I'll be wrong this time, Joe. There is no way he's going to stand in the way of Steve Cohen purchasing this team. It's not going to happen. So I get why that gives you indigestion because most of this city and community, we may not be entrusting of his honor or his mayor or whatever the heck you want to call him.
Whatever.
He's not going to do it because there's no reason to do it. Paying violations in the past is not going to be a reason to say, you know what, let me throw this sale into turmoil. And Joe, it would throw it into turmoil because you've got Jeff Wilpon. And see, that's the big story. If Jeff Wilpon is saying, and Jeff Wilpon knows what's going on, okay?
Oh, no. Of
he knows. So if Jeff Wilpon.
Because he really
is,
doesn't want to leave. I mean, let's be honest. Jeff Wilpon doesn't really want to sell the team but not leave.
Right. You know? He wants the billions of dollars.
Right.
But I want to remain owner of the team.
But I want to run the team. Right.
Right.
Exactly.
That's not happening.
Right.
That's not going to happen. When he had that meeting yesterday and he said goodbye to everybody and let him be emotional, you know, it's been the family for a long time. That's great. All right. Whatever. He knows it's over. And Joe, it's going to be over real soon. Whether this way, and this is what I was alluding to. It's funny because our brains kind of mesh together. That's what I'm thinking about with tonight. A part of me wants a game 7. A part of me wants the season to be over.
Right, so they can approve the Cohen sale already.
Yes!
Yeah, no, I get it, man. I'm with you.
Because I understand why in the back of your mind, in the back of many Met fans.
I just don't trust this mayor. And it just aggravates me. I understand it's on city property.
Sure.
But this guy has any say in anything along those lines.
He shouldn't. No, I agree with you.
Of course he shouldn't.
Because, look, he had made a comment in the past that he was supportive of Jennifer Lopez and Alex Rodriguez buying the New York Mets. Mm. Well, I saw something very interesting, if you want to believe the reporting of SNY, and I do believe the reporting of SNY, even though, you know, I get it, the SNY Wilpon connection. But what was written is that A-Rod and J-Lo may not have the votes from fellow owners. Mm. And you know what, Joe? That makes a lot of sense.
No, of course.
Because
I understand it.
Alex Rodriguez, not Jennifer. I've got nothing negative about Jennifer Lopez. She's a great entertainer. No issue with her.
Right.
All right? And you know what? Once her and A-Rod break up, which may happen somewhere down the road, let her buy a baseball team. I'd be rooting for her.
Yeah.
Okay?
I would venture to put some money on that eventually. Yes.
There you go. So,
yes.
So if she wants, you know what? Better yet, Joe, you'll agree with this. Mm. I fully endorse J-Lo purchasing the New York Jets. I'd have no problem.
Oh, the Jets. Oh, God, yes.
Yeah.
No.
My issue, I have no quarrel.
J-Lo can buy the Jets. I'm good.
I have no quarrel with Jennifer Lopez. I got a quarrel with A-Rod, okay? And that's who the owners may have an issue with.
Right.
So if somehow this mayor, and he won't, but let's just say, hypothetically, this mayor blows the deal up, just blows it up, all right? Nope, not letting Stevie Carr. The Mets have to go move, basically. The Mets have to go move somewhere else. They have to go build a stadium in New Jersey because the mayor's not going to allow it. Hey, Steve may say, you know what? Fine. I'll go play in the Meadowlands or whatever.
Yeah, you might. You never know.
It's not as if it's just this simple, okay, A-Rod and J-Lo are going to get the team because they may not have the votes from MLB owners, and you could understand why. I mean, Alex Rodriguez was trying to blow the whole thing up 8 years ago or whatever it was.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm still very, very excited about what's happening next. I'm not worried because I just can't believe that this thing will be blown up at the last second.
But, I mean, and I guess maybe it's just the Post trying to get Met fans aggravated. I mean, that's really what you're doing. I mean, why else would you have this on the back page?
No, you know why?
It's just to aggravate Met fans. That's what it's to aggravate. Because tell me a Met fan that sees this and is not aggravated that he sees that.
Well, look, I've
especially when Wilpon and de Blasio are in like the same sentence together. I mean, that's like a scary thing. Like Wilpon
scary.
And de Blasio in the same sentence. Whoa. I mean, wait a minute here.
You're going to be shocked for me to say this. You know who I blame mostly in this? I blame the mayor's office and de Blasio because he... I know, that's crazy.
How could you blame him?
He elevated the story a little bit by saying, hey, we're going to look at it. We're going to give it a hard look.
Because he wants it to be about him.
You hit it.
Of course, it's all about de Blasio. The guy's a horrific mayor. His approval rating probably is, I don't know where his approval rating is, if he even hits the zero on the approval rating, you know, it's probably below that. And this guy wants to, like, you know, he's obsessed with his power, that he's the mayor of New York City. He's done nothing, and the city's a disaster since he's been the mayor. And now he wants to sit there and have, you know, say in who's going to own the Mets? Oh, my God.
No, it's crazy. You know, and my brain works in a way in which he's probably waiting for, like, a Steve Cohen phone call to say, all right,
throw him a mill? Hey, Bill, here's a mill.
Right.
Is that what you're going to do? It wouldn't surprise me. Yeah.
No, I'm not. No, not at all. But I don't think this is going to blow the deal up. This deal is going to happen. And really what excited me from what you're referring to, what you saw on the back page of the Post, was the news yesterday that Jeff Wilpon did have this Zoom meeting where he's saying goodbye. He would know if there's a chance of this thing blowing up. And he wouldn't be having emotional farewells if he thought it was going to blow up. We are, Joe, days away from this national nightmare, New York nightmare, being over. Cohen is going to be approved. He's got the votes. The mayor's not going to stop it. And Jeff and Fred Wilpon, thank you very much for your service as owner of the New York Mets. I'm trying to be very respectful right now,
Joe.
Yes, you
are. Very nice that you are.
But then good riddance, okay?
Yep.
Good riddance.
Yep.
Because now is time, after all of these years, after all the complaints, it is time for the New York Mets to be a big market baseball team.
Amen.
And that's
to that.
What's going to happen.
Amen to that.
Okay? So don't be worried. That's the thing I'm wondering about. My biggest issue tonight is, what do I want to see happen? Do I want to be entertained as a baseball fan? Give me a Game 7. I love Game 7s. They're amazing. Or do I just want this season over so we can begin the fun part, which is the off season?
Right. Well, it's irrelevant to me, whatever happens tonight.
Okay.
I mean, I still would rather see the Dodgers lose, but I'm reconciled to the fact they won't. So it doesn't matter. Let's just get on with Steve Cohen owning the Mets. Let's do that.
Steve Cohen owning the Mets.
Let's go.
I'm excited about it because it does bring up all these great possibilities. And it's not necessarily the spending spree of signing every free agent. Here's what I'm really looking forward to, man. The idea that when a star player becomes available, whether it was Mookie Betts last year or it's Francisco Lindor this year, or whomever it is down the road, that the Mets can be players because they've got the financial muscle to be players. And that's a world we're not used to. You know, last year when Mookie Betts became available, our only discussion around it was, boy, I wish Steve Cohen owned the team now. You know, hey, could the Mets trade for Mookie Betts and then Steve Cohen will pay him? That was our thought on it. And I don't want that to be our thought on it. If a star player becomes available, you want the Mets to have a shot to acquire that guy. And that's the world that we're now going to live in. Now, let's not be delusional about this. That doesn't mean I think the Mets are going to sign every free agent in the world. That doesn't mean they're going to sign DJ LeMahieu, George Springer, Trevor Bauer, JT Realmuto. I'm not expecting that. And I don't think any Met fan should expect that. Now, I'm sure you maybe expect one free agent.
But you got to give us one. I mean, one thing, Cohen has to give us one big name free agent. I mean,
a show of good faith, if you will.
Yes. Yeah. To show that, I'm not the Wilpons. We're bringing somebody in. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and by the way, it's a great question on who that person should be because it's not a slam dunk.
It's not a slam dunk.
No, because I could see Springer, Bauer, and I could see the points on why any of those three guys would be the free agent to go sign. Now, I have my personal opinion. It would be Trevor Bauer.
Right, me too.
That's me.
But you know what? If they wound up with George. No, I would go with Bauer. They need the pitching.
Yeah.
But if they sign George Springer, you know, I wouldn't be adverse to it. If they sign Realmuto, I'm like, okay, let's go.
Oh, no. The consolation prize is not a bad one.
Not a bad one.
And trust me, there are plenty of Met fans who say, no, you didn't even name the guy they should target. It's not any of those three guys.
LeMahieu?
Yes. DJ LeMahieu.
Hey, well, why not? I don't see that, but if I'm the Yankees, I would probably sign him before the free agent period even starts.
Oh, I'd get to work now.
I'd have it done. I mean, I'd be doing it now before you can even put him out there. Don't even let him get out there if I'm the Yankees.
The only risk of that is this. I don't know what this market's going to look like. And that's going to be one of the big questions when this offseason begins, whether it's tomorrow or the day after. But it's coming, obviously. This week, the offseason begins.
Right.
And it begins right away in baseball. There ain't no messing around.
Right.
Does it benefit the Yankees to say, you know what, DJ, go see what the market looks like because we don't think there's going to be a great market because so many teams lost a ton of money, you know, obviously everywhere around the country, not just in baseball, but it's financial hardships. So maybe you can't expect the contract that you want. So I know no Yankee fan wants to hear that. They're basically saying, get it done now, get it done tomorrow because I don't want to risk DJ going somewhere else. But I could see the Yankees doing that, and I could see a lot of teams doing that with free agents, almost daring these guys. All right, let's go see what's out there.
Right.
Because I don't know what the market's going to look like. And that's something that could benefit Steve Cohen flush with money, that you may be able to sign big-time free agents for
on
a price
cheap.
Tag that
right.
wouldn't...
On,
yeah.
Right, on the cheap.
Not even on the cheap, but cheaper, I guess is the way of phrasing it. Because I don't think it's going
to
be cheap.
To me, that's... But it's cheaper, right? I still would say on the cheap, though. I think that's still a fair thing to say.
Fair enough, on the cheap compared to what they would have got.
Right.
Whatever.
Right.
Yeah, the point is not as much money as they could have made if it was a normal season.
Right.
So, you know, maybe that would be the Yankee approach with DJ. And I love DJ. DJ's been a great player. I mean, you look at what he's produced in the last 2 years. I just wonder, fit-wise, what you do if you're the Mets. I mean, you are stuck with Robinson Cano. You do have Jeff McNeil and J.D. Davis who are, you know, they're options in the outfield, but they are third baseman, second baseman, if you will. The best fit for this team is Trevor Bauer. They need another big arm
no
to put behind
it.
The best pitcher in all of baseball.
I couldn't agree more.
Now, do they also need a catcher? Sure, they need a catcher.
Yeah.
It
can't be Wilson Ramos next year, that's for sure.
No, it can't.
And obviously, it's not going to be Tomas Nito. So, I mean, let's be real about it.
Yeah.
Or Robinson Chirinos.
We had like 112 as a Met, whatever it was.
Something.
Look, I mean, you can't go wrong with either of those three guys, but it is so refreshing and sort of weird and exciting to think that they could be players for any of those guys.
Unbelievable.
So take a deep breath.
I am. I actually could not be more relaxed than I am. You know?
I'm sure you are. But you know, don't let the mayor giving you a political answer.
The fact that this mayor is involved in anything that affects me, you know, as far, especially my forget me so much, but my baseball team.
I know.
Is
I
just
know.
Like, what are we doing
here? I know.
I mean, really?
I know.
I'm not even joking, and I know this is so unrealistic. If I was Steve Cohen and this mayor is really blocking my move, I'd say, you know what? I'm gonna go build my own stadium on Long Island. I'll see you guys later.
Right.
All right.
Right.
No, you got
right.
a problem with this? All right. I'm gonna go build a stadium in Nassau County. I'll right. catch you later.
Right.
That's a better example than Jersey, because they don't fit in Jersey, obviously.
No, they really don't. As much as it would be. Well, I mean, look, you know, let them stay in New York.
Well, no, yeah, look.
They belong, the Mets belong where they are. I mean, let's be honest, the Mets belong in Queens.
Of course.
And our football team should be right next to them. I mean,
that's
as good as it's been that they've been in Jersey now for, you know, 37 years, 36 years, whatever it is. Yeah, I mean, they belong in Queens.
Absolutely.
That's
and that's
where they should
why.
Be. They
that's
should be at the Jet Met Complex or whatever you want to call it.
Absolutely.
The
that's
Met
why.
Jet Complex.
If Jennifer is listening.
We'll give the Mets the number one billing.
No, fair. Give them top billing.
Right.
If Jennifer Lopez is listening, go put together a group and buy the Jets.
Absolutely.
All right? I'm fully on board for that.
Bro.
Fully on board.
100%.
The baseball
she could
thing,
be the
no.
new Georgia Frontieri.
There
she
you
won
go.
The Super Bowl with the
That's
Rams.
Right.
You know, when they were in St. Louis, she could do J-Lo can win one with the Jets. Oh, my God. Could you imagine that? You imagine if J-Lo owned the Jets and they finally won the Super Bowl?
I'd buy every one of her albums she
Forget
ever
it,
made
you
of
know,
all
I'd
time.
Be, the statue would be chiseled downstairs.
Does she personally own the Dolphins?
What's that?
I thought she has a small piece of the Dolphins.
It's
Does she?
Small, though. Yeah. It's really small. Yeah, it's not the same
small
as owning
the Dolphins or, owning, or running the show with the Jets. Come on.
Come on.
Okay.
Come on, Hearn.
You think it's actually going to happen?
No.
No, but if they want to buy a sports franchise in New York, there you go. I'm trying to be helpful because I really don't have an issue with J-Lo. I honestly didn't even have the big issue with A-Rod at the beginning. It's just that Steve Cohen was built to own the Mets.
And
he's
you're right
perfect.
About A-Rod. They don't want A-Rod. They don't look. Major League Baseball doesn't like A-Rod. We know that.
No.
They really don't. So, at least to the point of they don't want him involved in being an owner of a team. I'll say that.
No.
That I would say. He's okay to do broadcasting, but, you know, not the owner.
Yeah, that they're okay with. Him ruining broadcasts is completely fine. But owning a baseball team, that's a different story.
Right.
Now, do you think the Dodgers are going to win tonight? You got any thoughts on that?
I don't know. I mean, the way the series has gone, it's probably going seven. Yeah, just the way the series has gone, I would think it's going to be a seven-game series.
Here's what I'm really curious about because – and I do think we have to look at TV ratings very differently in 2020 for a myriad of reasons.
Right.
But the World Series ratings are terrible. We all acknowledge that.
Right.
And I was looking it up earlier. For this Game 6 to not be the lowest-rated Game 6 of all time, they almost have to double their audience from Game 5, which is scary to think about. Now,
what is the lowest-rated Game 6 of all time? Do we know?
Kansas City, San Francisco, 2014, which was a great series, by the way.
Yeah.
Great series.
Yeah.
If, like, I guess what I'm curious about is I understand how Sunday night, guy like you, I think you're a good example of this, says, I want to watch football.
I'm
sorry, I'm more into football.
Yep.
Even Saturday night, I'm into college football.
Right.
On a night like tonight, Joe, there is no sports competition. Are you going to watch it? Like,
yeah,
will you
I mean,
be
I'll
like, hey,
it.
I got to lock in. I'm excited.
I'll watch it. I don't know if I'm going to be, honestly, I don't know if I'm going to be committed to every pitch if the game ends at 12:30 at night. I mean, I got to say that. But, I mean, I'll watch. Yeah.
Because this has been a very, very compelling World Series.
It's been a great. Look. Say whatever you want about anything. To me, the World Series has been great. The fact that MLB has been able to do what they've been able to do here and get this season through is a tremendous job. I mean, I give credit to all the leagues that have done that. The hockey, the basketball, it's a great job because we were sitting there in June wondering if we were ever going to see baseball this year.
Right, and if they would be able to finish
it.
And I remember first few weeks of the season, we were worried they weren't going to be able to finish it. And here we are. I mean, we're at Game 6 of the World Series. It's been a very compelling postseason. I think it's been a great, great series. I think the narrative or the storyline of a Game 7 is just awesome, though. I mean, if we could get Walker Buehler versus Charlie Morton and get Clayton Kershaw available out of the bullpen, potentially to close the game out, because God knows, Cousin Dave
has
no
Kershaw
confidence.
I think you got money on Kershaw winning the MVP. Am I right about that? Did you get a good number at least for that?
It was plus 1,100, but I actually never made the bet. So to be honest with you, I really don't have money on it, but I'm rooting for him.
Because he probably does need that.
Well, and I think he, you know what's funny about it? I think he's going to get it. Like, if we get a game seven, Kershaw's on 2 days rest, he has no confidence in Kenley Jansen.
What if they win tonight? You think he gets it if they win tonight?
Nah, I think Corey Seager's. If they give it to him, it's a sentimental vote.
Right. Right, right.
Which I can't argue. I mean, if that's
so
the way they want to go.
So you think the only way he gets it is if there's a game seven and he comes out of the pen, let's say, to close it out.
Yeah, I think that would seal it. Then I don't even think it matters production-wise what Corey Seager has done. Because Corey Seager's had a great series. I don't want to diminish what he's done. Plus, I love the drama of it. I mean, the idea of Kershaw coming out to save a game seven, and I really think he would, because think about it. Kenley Jansen's been so inconsistent in his postseason history. Blake Treinen is the guy who got the save in game
five. Also tried to Roberts has also limited his pitches. I mean, he didn't pitch, how many pitches he threw? Less than 80 the first game. Right. How many, what he threw, about 84, 85 the second game?
Yep.
Something like 80, that?
Yeah, 85, I think.
So, he should have, especially, he's not going to pitch again until, next year. He should have, X amount of, 40 or so pitches.
100%.
Right?
Look, and he did this in 2017. It's forgotten about because the Dodgers didn't win, but Kershaw came back on 2 days rest out of the bullpen, actually pitched four scoreless innings against the Astros in that game. The problem is the Dodgers never came back, so nobody remembers it. So I think that the drama of a game seven is awesome, and the idea of seeing Clayton Kershaw get out there again to really exercise all those demons. And I know he's pitched well already, but that would be the icing on the cake. So as I sit there tonight, as excited as I am for Stevie to take over, and I want it to happen soon, as a baseball fan, why not go the distance with it? Why not a seventh game of the World Series? And we've been spoiled. We've had a lot of them over the years. I mean, think about it. 2014, 2016, 2017, last year.
Yep.
That's a lot, man. We're in an era of game sevens.
Yeah. And because there was a long time when he didn't even have one. There was a good run of World Series where there was a lot of game sixes and no game sevens.
If I'm not mistaken, 2002, there was a game seven between the Angels and the Giants.
Angels and the Giants, right.
And we did not get another game seven until 2011.
Yeah.
That's a decade right there.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Yeah.
So yeah,
it's a decade.
We're on a good run of
Yankee,
game seven.
Arizona one before that,
right?
You had a seven game series, and
before that, '97 that we had one. Marlins,
'97. That's right, the Marlins and the Indians, right?
Yep. Right. So we've had a good run of game sevens.
Yeah, not bad.
We'll see if it continues. We'll get to your phone calls coming up. 877-337-6666. Avery Williamson of the 0-7 Jets will join us.
Soon to be 0-8.
Very soon to be
0-8, bro.
Some thoughts on the Monday night game from last night and a trade rumor I woke up to that annoyed me for a good hour and a half before I realized it wasn't true. But Ingo and Roberts here in the afternoon. We are here until 6 o'clock.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.